So just one ha'ara, nothing to do with today's daf, but read that we left on the table yesterday. And that is, the Gemara in yesterday's daf was discussing different shailos where taruvos meets mesechtes yuma. Different halachos related to the dama par and the dama sar being nisarv. And the Gemara said, what would be if nisarvu loy damin bedamin? The dama par and the dama sar got mixed up. Now we saw already in today's daf that at some point it was the katchila to mix the dama par and the dama sar. But the shaila was where it got mixed up before it was supposed to get mixed up. So before any of the azoyis were done, the achas l'mayla b'shev l'mat of the dama par wasn't even done yet. So what would be if the dam got mixed up? So Rava had an etza. Amruah kamed Rav Yirmiyah. The Gemara said that they presented Rav Yirmiyah with Rava's etza. Amar. And Rabbi Yirmiyah commented, he said, Bavloi tipshoi, foolish Babylonians, mishum de dairi ba'ayri de chashoicha, because they live in a land of choshech, amri shmaita de mechashchan. They say halachas that are choshech. And Rabbi Yirmiyah went on to explain why he thought what Rava said wasn't only incorrect, but it was foolish to the point that he prefaced it with this very dramatic remark, Hani bavloi tipshoi, mishum de dairi ba'ayri The Gemara says that there was another shiloh that was presented to Rava, and Rapapa came and he had a suggestion, and Rava said, don't say that, Rapapa, because if you're going to say that, hash the karala, now they're going to call us not only tipshoy, but tipshoy did tipshoy, because it, not only did we make a mistake initially, but the kogamrin aluva like Miri, they're trying to educate us in Eretz Yisrael, and we're not even learning. Regardless, Rava, Rapapa, they lived in Bavel, they were discussing a shaila. Rabbi Yirmiyah lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yirmiyah overheard an exchange that took place in one of the chashiv of Batim Midrash and the Gracie Yeshivas in Bavel, and he didn't agree with what he heard, and he commented, and he said, Hani bavloi tipshoi, mishum de dairi ba'ayre de chashucha, Amri, they say, Shmaita de Mechashcha. Rashi says, what does it mean that the Yidden and Bavel live in an Asra de Chashucha? So Rashi says it means practically, but Bavel Shehi Metzula. Bavel was a Metzula, just geographically. It was in a swamp. It was in a place where it was somewhat Choyshech. And that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah meant when he said, Mishum de Dairi Ba'ayri de Chashucha, Amri Shmaita de Mechashcha. And if we take what Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying literally, what he said was that the living conditions in Bavel were not very good, and because they weren't so good, so it's for that reason, the Yidden in Bavel, they sit and they steig in learning, but at the end of the day, Amri Mili de Mechashchon, and he attributed not to poor Kishroiness, not to the fact that they don't harav in learning, but they live in an Arad de Chashoicha, and the Choshech that they live within is what's unsettling, and that's what caused them to be bavloi tipshoi. It's interesting. There's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin daf samich dalet amid aleph. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Eicha: "B'machshaktim hoishivani kimeisei oivam." Eicha perig gimel. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "B'machshaktim hoishivani." Chadash Baruch, you placed me in choishech. It's a Talmud Bavli. It's referring to the Gemara. It's referring to Talmud Bavli. Now, first things first. This is Rabbi Yirmiyah Lishitasa. Rabbi Yirmiyah who said, "Hani bavloi tipshoi, mishum de dairi ba'ara de chashucha ami shmaita de mechashcha." He referred to the Torah of Bavel as being Torah's choshech. Lishitasa, Rabbi Yirmiyah darshin b'machshakim hoshivani kimeisei oylam ze Talmud Bavli. It's interesting though that Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin says a different shot. That why is Talmud Bavli b'machshakim hoshivani? It has nothing to do with the fact that the dairi ba'ara de chashoicha. But she'ein noichin ze and ze. It's because when the Olam learns together, they don't get along so well. V'tamudam safik b'yadam. And because of that, they don't end up being mevara everything properly. Meaning, they're learning, but it's not so much teamwork. Meaning, if everyone's sitting in a Beis Medrash and they're all trying to accomplish the same goal, we want to get to a klarkeit in the sugya, and everyone's just trying to contribute to the greater good, and everyone's neichem zeh and zeh, and there's a tremendous achdus in the learning, so you end up coming with a klarkeit. But Rashi seems to be saying that because ein neichem zeh and zeh, so they're not really working together. Everyone's trying to say his own vart, his own shtickle, and as a result, v'tamudim safik b'yadim. They don't really have the power of the masses, and as a result, they end up with tzveikis, and that's the b'machshakim hoishivani kimeiserim. So Rashi in Yuma Nun Zayin Amid Aleph seems to say it's something to do with the geography in Bavel. That's why it was ani bavloi tipshoi. In Sanhedrin Chavtal Amid Aleph, it seems to be more about maybe the midos or the way the olam used to learn shein noichim zeh mzeh, and as a result, v'tamudam safik b'yadam. The Ritva On our Gemara, in Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, he brings another pshat. And what it means, number one, Hani Bavloi T'Pshoi Mishum De Dairi Ba'ayra De Chashoyche Amri Shmaita De Mechashchon. And the Gemara Mesechtes Sanhedrin, the same Rabbi Yirmiyah said, B'machshakim O'yishivani Kevein Seyoyim. And this pshat that the Ritva brings, he brings from the Rambam, and he says that the Rambam said this in a Tshuvas She'ewa. What we know it as a tshuva. So the Rambam in a tshuva discussed the shaila in a tshuva she'ela. What was so bad about Bavel that Rabbi Yirmiyah commented twice in Shas, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. So we've mentioned this Rambam many times over the years, always for different reasons, but Ein Beis Medrash Baloi Chedish. So I'm skipping to the middle of the Rambam. There's so much here, but we're going to run out of time really quickly. So the Rambam, Miyu. This that Rabbi Yirmiyah commented that Bavel was the machshakim hoshivani kemesi yoylam. Hani bavloi tipshoy mishum de dairi ba'ari de chashoyche ami milu de shmaite de chod. But not the chol adairi soyikin. This wasn't always this way. This wasn't this way in all generations. Ella, bimei rabbi v'rab Yosef. It was true during the times of rabbi v'rab Yosef. Va'abaye v'rav. And abaye v'rav, the Gemara that we learned in Yuman and Zayinam and Aleph was Rav. During those times, it was true. And the reason is the havelu shmadis. Because there were shmadis. The government, the enemies, the tsaras, there were so many problems for the Yidden at that time. And it's for that reason, it was b'machshakim hoshivani k'meis ni'olam. K'di'isa b'asleichas ha'poylam. And the Rambam says, if you're not sure, take a look above a metziah, da'a pevavam and aleph. The Gemara tells a story that Rabbah was a fugitive. That's the fascinating story that describes the petira of Rabbah. But the point is that these mefurish gemaras that you see, that these amayuron, Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, Abayev and Rabbah, they were the subject of persecution. Famina nami perke elu treifis, the Gemara chulin. Arku Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbah Rabbi Yosef had to run away. Rab Zera told them run. What were they running from? They were running from persecution, says the Rambam. From Amalu, Rab Zera, Shem Kol Zoyis LaYishchol Divrei Torah. So says the Rambam that the Gemara says we Masechtas Menaches. We learned it together not long ago. Masechtas Shkolim. V'hoya Chayecha Tluyan Lecha Mineged. Zehalei Keiach Tfuah Mishana Lashana. That if somebody lives Mishana Lashana, somebody doesn't own a field and he has to come on to a supplier in order for him to have Tfuah that he needs. It can impact his ability to learn Torah. Right? Remember the Gemara says there's different madrigas of people that they have to come on to other people. And the more someone has to come on, the more he's not self-sufficient, the more that's going to impact his ability for him to be able to learn Torah. So he says, the Rambam, kolshkein l'shmadis, sheyesh bois hakonos nefoshes, ma'adach, a person doesn't have a warehouse of tefuah, it impacts his ability to learn Torah. So certainly someone that's on the run, certainly someone that's subject to shmadis with the sakonos nefoshes, v'zehu taimim shal Rav Zeira Rav Yirmiyah, says the Rambam. That's where Rav Zeira and different Gemaras and Rav Yirmiyah and our Gemaras that we quoted, that's what they were referring to when they said, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi, Mishum de Dairi Ba'ara de Chashoicha, Amri Shmaitin de Chashichin. That's when he meant B'machshakim Hoshivani Kemes. It's a klolin Eicha. Because the klola was that the Yidden would go to Bavel, and in Bavel there would be shmadis and there'd be persecution. And as a result, to Talmud Bavli, the Torah wasn't the same Torah. They couldn't learn on the same caliber. It was very, very difficult. Stating that, says the Rambam, wasn't always that way. Aval Achri came years later, and the Skabra HaTorah above him. The Torah became very strong in Bavel. Kolsh can be made of Ashi. And it reached its climax in the times of Rav Ashi. The Amrina Mimais Rebbe Vad Rav Ashi, Le Matsinu Torah V'Gdula B'Makam Echa. So you see Rav Ashi, he was Torah V'Gdula. You see the Torah part, he was so great. Either way, says the Rambam, that's the Pshat. And the Ritva says, Ad Kan Divri Rabbeinu Zechroinu Levracha, referring to the Rambam, V'Chayim Heim L'Moitzeim. The Ritva is Mishabeach very much what the Rambam says. So Rashi, in Mesechtes Yuma Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, said that what's the reason of the Machshakim Hoshivani Kimei Siyoylam? Bishum the Dairi Bari the Chashoicha, Amri Shmaitin the Chashichin. It's because of the geography of Bavel. Rashi in Sanhedrin Chavtal Amar Aleph says, Shaloi, they were in Neuchin Zeb Zeh. The Rambam, the way the Ritva brings it, the Rambam in a Tshuva She'elo said, it had to do with the Shmadis. It had to do with the persecution. It had to do with the physical tzaras that the Yidden were going through. And it was because of all those tzaras that there was an idea of Hani Bavloi Tipshai. So it bothered me a little bit, this whole idea, specifically the Rambam. And that is, we know Chazal say, Shloima Melech said, Af Chochmasa Amdoli. And Chazal say, Chochma Shalomadati Ba'af, Hisha Amdoli. That there's an idea of Chochma Shalomadati Ba'af. That when a person learns Torah, through adverse conditions, hisha amdali. That's the Torah that the person has the most siyata d'shmaya from. So isn't that counter to this idea? We're saying that because the Yidden were on the run, and because it was difficult for them to learn, so it's for that reason they were hami bavloi tipshai. They weren't able to say pshat in the same way as Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Zeira, who were living by Yishuv Hadas at that time in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam says, fakad, when the situation changed in Bavel, in the times of Rav Ashi, then there was tremendous Torah already in Bavel. Because the better the living conditions, the better the matzav was, the more everybody was able to shteig. How does that shtim with the idea of Avchach Masali? Now the truth is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, that Avchav Ches Amid Beis, Shmaitza Bayitza Lusa. Right, the Gemara tells a story, there were two Amayram, that they were sitting outside, and they were talking and learning, all of a sudden it started raining. And they went into the Beis Medrash, so that they shouldn't get wet. Now the halacha is, a person's not allowed to just use a Beis Medrash to protect himself from the rain. You can't go into Beis Medrash if it's too hot, you can't go if it's too cold, you can't go if it's raining, right? You can't make it a kapandar, you can't make it as a shortcut. Stating that these Amayram went inside. So the Gemara said they were misnatzel, they said, don't think we went in, because we have no problem getting wet. It's not a problem. I'm happy getting wet. But we're holding in a sugya. And shmeitzer bayitz lusa. There's an idea that when you're sitting in a sugya, you need klarkeit. Because if you don't have klarkeit, it's very hard for you to be able to learn. How does that stem with this idea of av chachmasi amdali, that Torah shel amadati ba'af, yisha amdali? Well, we have two gemaras. We have a gemara, Masechtas Megillah, av chavches amid beis, where you have this idea of shmeitzer bayitz lusa k'yoyme de'istana, that you need klarkeit to be able to learn. You need a yishuv hadas in order to be able to learn. And then you have, and based on that, we have this Rambam of b'machshak ha'mashivani k'beis ni'olam, that's the hani b'avloi t'pshoi. And the me'idich gisa, the flip side of that is you have this idea of Av Chachmasi Amdali, where Chazal say Chachma Shalamadati Ba'af Hisha Amdali. And the truth is, just a few anecdotes. We know throughout history, some of the greatest Torah scholars of Jewish history, they accomplished what they accomplished under the most adverse conditions. The Velt says that different tzaddikim said that the reason the Ktzois HaChoshen had the siyata d'shmai that he had, that every shtickle k'tzois is said over in yeshivas and is literally mesukim edvash v'noifes sufim. There's different versions of it. Some say the k'tzois, when he wrote the k'tzois, he was literally underneath his sheets. He said he couldn't afford wood. There was no heat inside his house. So he would literally sit underneath his sheets, and that's the way he wrote the k'tzois. They say that the k'tzois had a famous brother, the Kuntras HaSfekis. At a certain point in their life, they had one beged. And literally, they would share the beged. So one day, the k'tzois would wear the beged, and the next day, the Kuntras HaSfekis would wear the beged. And the point is that, because Azoy Vaxman HaK'tzois, and Azoy Vaxman HaKuntras HaSfekis, Reb Chaim said that he was able to see a difference between the Shagas Aryeh and the Turi Evin and the Gvura Sari. So we know the Shagas Sari wrote the Shagas Sari and he wrote the Turi Evin. Gvura Sari, we learn in Masechtas Yuma now, we have Gvura Sari's on every single daf. And Reb Chaim said that he saw a difference. He said the Turi Evin, which every Turi Evin is also Mesukim Edvash V'Noifes Sufin. But he said, Sinit the Shagas Sari. And he said, I'm going to tell you why. He said, when the Shagas Sari wrote the Shagas Sari, it was before he became the Rav in Metz, before he had a Shteller. Everyone knows the Shagas Sari never owned a Shas. And he used to literally borrow people's studies and Oitzers, and he never owned a Shas. And he said, that's the way he wrote the Shagas Aryeh. He said, when he wrote the Turi Evin, Shangevin HaRov, he had a shtela, he was taking a paycheck. It was a very different stage in his life. And Reb Chaim used to say, it's Margul Bapume de Reb Chaim. He used to say, it's in the biographies on Reb Chaim. And I saw that Reb Steinman, in one of his farm, brings this maisa, that he heard this maisa when he grew up in Brisk. As that Reb Chaim used to say that he saw a chilek between the shtiklach and Shagas Aryeh and the shtiklach and Turi Evin. And what was it based on? Because the Shagas Aryeh was written mitoichat chak, as opposed to the Turi Evin, which was written when the Shagas Aryeh was already a Rav, the Magen Avraham. I saw this in great Jewish classics. My son Shlomo Zalman showed it to me. From Rav Moshe Bamberger, who brings a story. He says that the Magen Avraham, said he was such an Ani Ve'evian, he didn't live in a house. He lived in a cave. Kipshutai. The Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham, when he wrote to Magen Avraham, there were times he couldn't afford paper. So he would write his chiburim, his comments on the Shulchan Aruch, on the wall of the cave. So he walked into the cave, literally, kipshuta, that the Magen Avraham lived in, and on the walls were written his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Magen Avraham that we have now. That's Torah Shalamadatim Be'af of the Magen Avraham. Avi Langer shared with me recently an unbelievable ma'isa with Rav Reuven Margolis. So one of the svarim Rav Reuven Margolis wrote is called Nefesh Chaya. Nefesh Chaya was a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. Now, he writes in his Akdama to Nefesh Chaya that he wrote on Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch. L'maisa, we were only Zoicha to the Aruch Chayim Chelik, the other three Chalokim got lost. But we have Nefesh Chaya and Aruch Chayim. It's out of print. But we have the Nefesh Chaya and Aruch Chayim. And in his Akdama, he writes that he wrote the Nefesh Chaya during World War I. So Rav Reuven Margolis said that when the war broke out, so they wanted to draft him. He was in his early 20s, and they wanted to enlist him at the time to have to go fight. Lamaisa, he didn't want to fight, and he was trying to figure out if there was a way for him to get an Ishur, so he shouldn't have to join the army. So they told him that if you have smicha, you're out. Rav Reuven Margolis had smicha. He had smicha for a mayor, Arik. And really, he could have used the smicha to get out. Now, Reuven Margolis, Kiyodua, was Ilfa, and he didn't want to be Nena Mikisra Shel Torah. And as a result, he writes this in his introduction, he had taken upon himself that he was never going to benefit from his learning, and as a result, he was very hesitant to do it. But he realized it was Sakonas Nefashis, and this was really the only way for him to save his life, because he was young, he was going to be thrown to the front lines, and he wasn't going to make it out alive. So he felt that this is, so he submitted an application with the smicha that he had from Meri Ari, it was a legitimate smicha, and he was pending. Somebody told him that until your case gets heard 100%, hide. Because they're going to probably come and take you. So he had to hide. He ended up hiding for 2 years. So he said he hid in the attic of somebody's house for 2 years. But it was so dangerous, he said that he couldn't have electricity there at night. He couldn't. It was because it was mamish, that touch and go. So he said he sat that night during the long winter nights and he sat in machshakim hoshivani kemese yoylem. That's what he says. He sat in choshech. He said the only light that he had was there was a little bit of fire and he sat by the firewood and that was where he was able to see. But it was very hard for him to see. So he said he had paper and they were scattered on the floor next to the fire. And he said that's when he wrote Nefesh Chaya. And he wrote other Sfarim as well. And he says he has a tremendous chavivus for this chibur because it was Torah Shel Amadati Ba'af. He literally wrote it while he was on the go. But there's so many stories like this throughout Jewish history where there were Yidin that wrote Torah and Chedushei Torah and it came from Torah Shel Amadati Ba'af. So I don't understand. So which one is it? Is it Tzloisa Boi? Is it Shmeitza Boi Tzloisa? Kiyoyme De Istina? Like the Gemara says in Megillah Dav Chav Ches Amidez? Is there a concept of Hani Bavloi Tipshoi? Because you can't learn Torah if the conditions are not good. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Abaye Verava, they're on the run. And as a result, that Torah was b'machshakam o'yishivani k'meisi yoylam. Or fakert. It's just the opposite. It's Torah Shalomadati Bath. It's the Ktsoyis. It's the Magen Avram. It's the Shagas Aryeh. Is it just the opposite? So which one is it? So this question was bothering me. And I mentioned it to Yedidi, Rabbi Chanan Lifshitz, and he showed me a beautiful Maramachim. He showed me the Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, and this is in his Hakdama to his Chibur on the Rambam in Noshin. He asks this kash. He asks it kamat word for word. He says, Shloima Melech Ame Bekoheles, Av Chachmasa Amdali. And he says, Mitzad Sheini, you find this idea of Shmeitze Boyet Salusos. He says, which one is it? Do you need Davka Clarkite or is it just the opposite? Is it through adverse conditions that a person comes to Shtai? So he says a Dover Nifla. I don't know if he answers all the kashas, but he says a Dover Nifla, Rav Shach. This is what he says. He says that's Pashit, that in order for a person to be able to learn Torah, Shmeitza Boi Yitzlusa. And if a person doesn't have Clarkite, and if a person can't concentrate, how's he going to learn? You can't learn unless you have Clarkite. It's impossible to learn Torah. But said Rav Shach, but it's also true, Torah Shel Amadati Ba'af. Because that's Poshit, that when the Shagas Aryeh learned, as an Oni Ve'evyin, without owning a Shas, you think he was thinking about his Anius? You think he was thinking about his adverse conditions? The Shagas Aryeh, when he was learning, was Shmeitza Boyutzlusa. It was Poshit. He had the same Clarkai when he wrote Shagas Aryeh as he did when he wrote the Turi Evin. There's no Suffolk in the world. When the Ksois wrote the Ksois into the Lalachin, when he wrote it under the sheets, he wasn't sitting there cold and not being able to concentrate, and somehow by mistake he was able to write the Ktsois. He wrote the Ktsois with a Shmaita Boyutzlusa, said Rav Shach. Because these Sadiqim, these Gedoylim were able to overcome their adverse conditions, and they were able to get to a place where it was Shmaita Boyutzlusa. And when a Yid can overcome his Nisyoinus, when a person can go b'mesiris nefesh, and whatever's on his mind, he can block out, and he can focus on his learning, and tap into the Masikas HaTorah, and be able to sit and harav in learning, as if the world is perfect, even when it's not perfect, that's Av Chochmasa Amdali. That's Torah Shel Amadati Ba'af, and that's the engine, that's the Siyata Deshmaya that's driven Klal Yisrael throughout the Deiris. So Avada, for the Hamoy Naam, it was Hani Bavloi Tepshoi, because B'machshak HaMoy Shivani Kameh is very hard to reach those Madrekas. But there were Tzadikim, said Rav Shach, throughout the Deiris. There were Yechidim throughout the Deiris, that they were able to come to a Madrega of Shmaita Boi Tzlusa in the Chochma Shel Amadati Ba'af. You know, the Gemara refers to Rava as Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. I think we could say that it's from these Bavloi Tipshoi that we're sitting and learning today. The Gansa Mesoris Atayra came from the Hani Bavloi Tipshoi, right? It all came from the Machshaka Moshevani Kinesi Yodam. These are footnotes. It's a Gemara in Yuman and Zion. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavdalit. These are Shein Amar Mekoimus. But at the end of the day, we sit and we harv and avayas the Abaye of a Rabba. The Gemara in Sukkot Chavchasam and Alv. When the Gemara says Rabbi Yechman Ben Zakkai, he knew Dabar Katan. What did he know? He knew Shas, avayas the Abaye of a Rabba. It doesn't say he knew the avayas even of the Tammy. Of the Amiram in Eretz Yisrael, it was the Havayas Dabai of a Rabbah. The same Rabbah that's referred to in Shas as Tipshoi did Tipshoi. It's through that Rabbah that we have Torah today. Because Enochinami was hard, and we take it for granted. We sit and we learn the Sugi of Rabbah. Yish loy midas, habiyish loy habiyish. You know, we picture, we have this visual of a coloring book of a bunch of tzaddikim sitting around the table, and the harving and learning, and we forget sometimes they were sitting in caves, writing ha'aris literally on the walls of caves, or under the sheets, or as fugitives, or like the Satmirav and Rabbi Shmuel Mendel Arenberg on the Kastner train. That's Torah. That's the way Torah gates the Chibur. There's a fascinating Gatdama. Rabbi Chaim Moser wrote a Hakdama to Shailos HaTshuvas Achiezer. Ayin Shum. We're not going to go through it today. But Ayin Shum, and he starts off, he wrote it in 1922, which is interesting. Because if you read it, it sounds like he wrote it in 1942. But he wrote it in 1922, and Rabbi Chaim Moser Beroiv Chachmasai, who, of course, was a Chacham Arayas Anoylid, and called Dover Gotten and Dover Kadal, crossed his desk. And of course, the writing was already on the wall in 1922, right after World War I. There was a lot of tsars already for the Yidden. And he describes how the situation has never been so bad for the Jewish people, and it feels like everything is crumbling. And he says, you're probably asking yourself, is now the time to write Shailos HaTshuvas Achiezer? I mean, that's what we're doing right now. We're not sure if there's going to be a Jewish nation tomorrow. And what am I doing? I'm putting out Shailos HaTshuvas Achiezer, right, the first simon. B'inyan Soita, V'tzara Soita, L'chalitza V'yibom. He just go through the names of the simonim. He's handling Getshen, Nimtza by Sadokim, Mayim She'en Lem Soif B'yavama, Kamle B'derabamine, Bas Ishtoi. I mean, the most obscure sugyas in Shas, with the most detailed analysis of those sugyas. He says, you think, is this the time to do it? You would think, now's the time to save the Jewish people. Rabbi Chaim Moses says, Satois, this is the way we save Klal Yisrael. This is the way it happens. When it's Cherif Chadu Menachas Al Tzavar Shel Adam, and we're singing the Song of Torah. It's a mamash, it's a beautiful, it's written very poetically. It's a gorgeous introduction. That's Reb Chaim Moses Hakdama Tachiyaz, but either way, that's the point. The point is, they're both true. It's true that Shmaita Bayit Tzalusa, it's true that Torah Shel Amadati Ba'af Hisha Amdali. How is that possible? How did the two things stem? Since said Reb Shach, the Teretz is because these Tzadikim, they were able to come to a Shmaita Bayit Slusa in the Avchach Masa Amdali, in the Torah Shalamadati Ba'af. And when a person could take his matzv of Af, and he can find clarity, he can tap into the Masikas HaTorah, and he can act, at least while he's learning, as if nothing else exists in the world, that's what Shlomo Melech meant when he said, Chachma Shalamadati Ba'af Hisha Amdali. This was the Torah of the Yidden in Bavel, and Enochinami Mitzarechad Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. And sometimes they maybe cleared shailas that were unbefitting. Because like the Rambam says, there was shmadis and there was persecution and they were on the run. But the big picture is that within all those shmadis, you can go through Gemara after Gemara, you never know that Abaye Verava lived through dark times. It never comes up in Shas. Imamish, you have to have the bekiyas to know it in obscure areas of Halacha. Because always, how would you know that Abaye and Rava had it hard? It sounds like the world was perfect. And the truth is, their world was perfect. The world around them wasn't perfect. It was shmadis. It was the darkest of times. And for the world around them, it was gefährliche Tzaras. But for them, it was mamish, it was a situation of Shmaita Bayit Tzlusa, and they had that Tzlusa, and really that is the story of the Kiyum of the Jewish people.